From Everbank Field in Jacksonville, this is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
And welcome into Jaguars.com Live from the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. Jason Osier, Brian Sexton will be along shortly. We'll hear from Bob Babich in just a moment. Jaguars this week, plenty to get to today. Coordinator search on the other side of the ball, though. Offensive coordinator search continues. We'll talk about that coming up. Senior Bowl prep has started in the coaching offices. They'll be in Mobile next week. And, of course, Bob Babich, Jaguars defensive coordinator, joins us now. You can get it on the show as well, at Jaguars, at J.P. Shadrick, at John Osier, at Jags Voice. Coach, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming on with us.
Good to see you guys. Glad to be here.
And we have to verify. This is a Christmas shirt,
This is a Christmas shirt. Like, there is no doubt about it. Wife picked it out, you know, so she picked it out this morning also. So
that's very nice.
I'm glad I could help you guys out.
And you wore it because you were going to be on with us, right?
That's right. I'm glad I could help you out. A little top to talk about. But
the league never ends, does it? You get a little time away. Did you get some time away? It's back.
We had some time off. Gus does a great job of giving the coaches time off. And, we're back in the offices getting prepared for the Senior Bowl. We met as a defensive staff. We're doing some things this afternoon. We're going to meet again tomorrow and, you know, continue to prepare for the Senior Bowl.
And a question I get a lot is, hey, John, what do you do in the offseason? And I tell them very, very little. But they all coaches do. Once they're back from the Senior Bowl, take me through your schedule a little bit of just kind of what goes on now.
Well, there's a lot of different things that go on. Number one, you know, we have evaluation of personnel, whether it's our personnel, free agent personnel, or college personnel. Mm-hmm. So that goes on. Then we have the evaluation of our defensive system, which we like to, you know, tear apart and see exactly what we did well, what we need to get better. That takes a lot of time. We need to implement the things that we feel like will help us. And then by the time we get done with those things, OTAs start, mm-hmm. the players are in, then we, you know, get into our routine of meeting with the players and introducing the things that we come up with in the off season.
And by the time you get through with that, do you usually have a feeling, I always get the impression from talking to coaches as OTAs start, that they've usually learned maybe something that they didn't realize from week to week when they go through that process of sort of tearing it down and rebuild, that you have a better feel for who you are maybe?
Yes, all the years that I've been in coaching, you know, the spring, you've been able to find out good things and bad things that have happened to you during the past season. And, you know, it's something that, you know, as the season's going on, maybe you don't have enough time to tear it down like you do in the spring. But you would like to think that things that are obvious, you pick them up during the season. But there's little things here and there that maybe as you watch the whole season, they keep showing up. And, you know, they're things that, you know, will help us get better.
Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. Bob Babich is with us, and it's significant that there are no changes on the defensive staff, and that's important for to keep some consistency on this side of the ball when things have gone well.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but we really like our staff. You know, we've been together. This will be going on the third year, and anytime you have that type of continuity, you know, we lost Coach Duffner last year, but Robert Saleh and Scotty Hazleton that have been with, you know, some of us in the past, you know, both been with Coach Bradley. You know, it was an easy transition. So, you know, it's a good thing for sure.
Let's talk Senior Bowl a little bit. Of course, we'll talk about the Senior Bowl a lot coming up, but last year was vital to the draft process, especially on the defensive side of the ball. A guy like Colvin came from the Senior Bowl.
Talvin Smith,
you know, all those guys. Chris Smith came. I mean, a week in Mobile with those guys, yeah, you draft some guys, but there's some other guys that you might not draft because of that week, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, Aaron Colvin got hurt the first day of the I believe it was the first day at the Senior Bowl. And, you know, the little bit of prep that we had with him, we were very impressed. You know, the meetings the night before and the beginning of practice and evaluating before we went to the Senior Bowl. And then Talvin Smith just showed up. You know, his spirit and his athletic ability and playmaking ability showed up the whole week there. And then Chris Smith, obviously, you know, worked with Coach Wash and Coach White Cotton during the season, and I mean during the Senior Bowl, and you know, we got a good feel of what he was too. So I think that helped those guys also when they got here because we had an idea of what they were.
Well, I'm going to assume that I'm going to talk to you about the Senior Bowl next week, so I want to ask you about the defense.
Okay,
a little bit. You've had some time to reflect and sort of get away. What did you like best about what the defense did? And then second part is obviously talked about turnovers late in the season as something that you have to improve on a little bit. Is that still what you want to work on in the offseason, getting that takeaway number up?
Well, yeah. Here's, you know, there's a couple things. The number one thing that, you know, sticks out in my mind good about our defense is that, you know, their energy, effort, and attitude throughout the whole season, no matter what the situation was, they came out, whether it was practice or a game, they came out to do what was best for the team and get better. And, you know, we couldn't ask for any more from them from that aspect. I mean, you
significant
know,
step up in that regard.
No. I mean, the year before it was good like that too. But these guys, I mean, you know, they really did a good job this year with that, and you know, and made plays. And then as far as the takeaways, you know, good and bad. I mean, we were fourth in the NFL on caused fumbles and number two in recovered fumbles. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing because that's taking the ball away. Interceptions, not as good. So we need to make sure that we need to evaluate and find out exactly what we could do to help our players make more plays on the ball and get more interceptions.
Yeah, this is that goes right into a question from Twitter. At RC Sports Guys asking, the Jaguars tied for last in the league in interceptions, tied for first in fumbles, but how do you improve that interception number?
Well, you know, we have to take a look at, you know, everything that we're doing from a defensive coverage standpoint. Okay, you know, do we need to do possibly more man coverage or a zone better where everybody's breaking to the ball? How many opportunities did we have to get interceptions and we didn't take advantage of them? You know, one of the things we do is we talk about, you know, picks, catching ones that are thrown to you. Defensive players, they always think they have, you know, great hands. But, you know, and you know, there's a lot of different things we could look at to try to get that better. But that is definitely something that we're aware of.